Skid Row Studios.
You're listening to
City Hangout Night. What am I to do? My girl wants to
What's up, my friends? It is Wednesday, and of course, that means it is time for oral stimulation. You're listening to us here on SkidRowStudios.com and in collaboration with XM Channel 165. I, of course, am your host, Melissa, and I'm joined, as always, by the fabulous Alex. How's it going, Alex?
It's doing good. How you doing?
Oh, God, I'm so glad to be back in the studio. I'm so glad to see you again. I've missed you.
You look amazing.
Oh, thank you. It's been so long.
It hasn't been too long.
It's felt like forever.
A little bit.
We've been all over the country.
Yes.
Spreading our oral joy.
Planting our seeds.
Well, I have.
Oral joy is good. Not a bad thing.
Yeah. We love it. Okay. So you've been in New York?
Yeah. I went to New York for New Year's.
That must have been
and,
amazing.
And we went to, what's it called for a day? We went to Atlantic City for like a day overnight trip. I went with one of my cousins and one of my best friends growing up and another one that we, it's kind of like my little brother.
Okay, so let's start at the airport when I dropped you off.
Okay, where do you want to start? You picked me up from work and dropped me off before I left on my trip.
Yeah, but I got to meet your friends.
Yeah, you met one of my really good friends growing up.
The first thing he asked was for me to grab his cock.
No, I think I asked you to grab his cock.
There was cock grabbing going on. I'm not exactly sure who initiated it, but I kind of liked it.
His cock, or you like grabbing the cock?
I liked grabbing it. I like that power.
So after your fair share of cock grabbing.
Then.
Another friend popped up.
Right? He popped up. Yeah. And I tried to grab that cock.
And not just with two hands, but you offered to do it with two. I mean, not just with one hand, but you offered to do it with two hands.
Two hands, my mouth, whatever you wanted, yeah.
And what happened?
Then he asked me to grab his ass instead.
I know, he's a fag.
It felt a little gay. I thought maybe he wanted you to get in on that. I don't know.
Dude, I'll get in on that.
What?
With you.
Oh, with me?
Yeah. He could do whatever he wants. As long as I'm
You're not trying to get in on his ass grabbing, though.
No, not at all.
Okay.
I'm all about you and grabbing your ass.
All right. I feel like you're not looking at my eyes tonight.
I can't because you're wearing these hoop earrings. And you know me and hoop earrings and you're wearing an amazing dress. And you look really good.
I dressed up just for
you.
You've
been in the gym or something?
I have. Well, no, not in the gym. I don't go to the gym because that's, ugh.
Are you doing some extra lunges?
Yeah. I did. You know what? I've been so serious. I actually took all my workout stuff to Vegas with me. And everybody who came in my room was like, oh, why do you have weights in here? I was like, I'm trying to work out.
Don't they have like a gym you could work out at over there?
I don't go to gyms because all I ever think about is like, you know, people's fuck face. Because it's kind of like having sex and working out. It all kind of looks the same, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
It's funny. I mean, you were in Vegas for CES. And there's probably thousands of people that walked by.
So many hot Asians.
How many fuck faces did you imagine?
Oh, God. A lot of them.
A lot of them?
That's pretty much all I think about. At conventions like that.
Is it what, fuck faces?
Well, I mean, because you see so many people from all over the country and so many different accents and so many Asian guys. And you just have to wonder, you know, everyone's in Vegas to party. So what are they doing after the show?
I don't know. Did you meet any like prospective Asian guys out there? Any like one night stands? Anything crazy?
No one night stands. I don't do that. Unless we have a show coming up and then, you know, gotta have a good story to tell.
You need a reason or a purpose to do it.
Well, I mean, it's better to have an excuse so that I don't just look out of control.
It's all right to be out of control.
A little bit.
I mean, I think that's the thing about Vegas. I think your inhibitions kind of take over and you kind of let your hair down, let loose a little bit.
That is true. My hair was down the entire time because it was freezing.
Was it pulled at all?
No.
No hair pulling.
I had to think about that. In all of the nights I was there, no, my hair did not get pulled.
That's terrible.
It was all pretty gentle. But I did meet this super cool Chinese guy.
Really?
He gave me a scarf.
Nice.
How sweet is that?
To keep you warm?
Yeah, it's this one that I have here with me right now.
Okay. Is it like a name brand? It's just some random thing?
I don't know. I haven't looked. I just like it.
It's from, he's a Chinese guy?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Did you know Chinese guys are like super gentlemanly?
As opposed to what? Like Korean guys that aren't?
What is with you tonight?
I don't know. I'm confused. Like, what do you mean?
Well, like, you know, okay, here we go. Here we go with the stereotypes. You know how Filipino guys are kind of...
jerks and assholes.
Spanish.
Yeah.
And Spanish guys aren't necessarily known for being so... what's the word?
Like what? Like soft, I guess?
Polite.
Respectful?
Respectful. That's the word. Thank you. Yeah. You know, because they're kind of hands-on. And I think, oh, this sounds so bad, but I feel like Filipino guys are kind of...
In between, like, they have, like, the Asian and then, like, the Spanish.
Yeah, they're walking that line. So this Chinese guy was just... he just blew me away with, like, the etiquette and the manners and everything. It was...
Was he Americanized or was he more kind of...
No. Oh, God, that accent.
Oh, my gosh. Could he say your name?
Yeah.
Did he say it, like, straight or, I mean, like... Or
yeah,
was
no, he said... I don't really know.
Did you make him say like a certain word that he couldn't pronounce on purpose?
You know what? We were actually driving in the car and I asked him to speak Chinese to me. And that always catches people off guard. What am I going to just start, you know, rambling in my language? But I was like, just explain what we're doing. And he starts speaking in Chinese. Oh God, I was melting.
Were you a little moist? Did you have a little puddle under you?
A lot.
A lot moist? A lot puddle?
Yeah.
Like Niagara Falls wet?
Ugh. Not quite. But I, you know what? I didn't even hook up with him.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Not that you would anyways.
I'm so innocent.
Would you, I mean, was there a potential to meet with him again? I mean, did you guys exchange numbers? I mean, could you guys have met?
Oh yeah, totally. I've been talking to him. He lives in like LA.
Oh, he's the local guy.
Yeah.
He's out there on business. You were out there on pleasure.
I was out there for business.
Well, maybe he's trying to get a little pleasure, mix it in with a little business.
I know. I don't know. His booth was right across from mine.
Oh, no wonder. So you guys saw each other. You guys saw each other every day you're out there?
Uh-huh.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. He was a really nice guy. But the company that I was working for, oh my God, they're so cool. I love them. It was my second year working for them.
That's cool.
It's Spin Kicks, remote control shoes.
What?
Rocket skates.
What?
Electronic skates, whatever you want to call them. But yeah, basically they're wheels on ski boots with a remote control. They're so cool.
So you could control like where you go?
Uh-huh.
Like with your hand, with your weight? I mean, how does that...
Yeah, it's like, okay, so you have the remote that propels you forward.
Uh-huh.
But it's your body. It's like skiing. It's your body that kind of moves you around.
Okay, so it's pretty much just like a go button and you could move forward and roll with it.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? So it's super early in the show, but we already have a caller.
Caller?
Yeah. Hey, caller, what's your name?
What's up? This is Hector from Eagle Rock.
How's it going, Hector from Eagle Rock?
You know what, Melissa? You're a fucking bitch, eh?
Oh, okay. What is that?
All you fucking do is talk about, like, Asian guys all the time.
Uh-huh.
You don't ever say nothing good about Mexicans.
Hey, I have before.
She's hooked up with a few of them.
I hooked up with Mihaly Nero.
You talk about Chinese guys and all the Asian guys, and you know what, eh? I mean, I'm telling you, if you ever met me, you would want to hook up with me, eh?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, I got an old lady, so I won't do nothing. But I mean, if you ever met me, because my eyes, they're like a little bit slanted, like a little bit. Because I think like my grandfather was what's that place? It starts with a T.
Japan?
No, it starts with a T.
Taiwan?
Thailand?
Yeah. So, like, my great-grandfather was from Taiwan, so I got, like, a little bit. But, like, I don't have no connection with that. But every time I listen to the show, I just hear you talking about Chinese guys and Asian guys. You know what? I'm fucking sick of it.
Wait, so you're trying to appeal to me, trying to get me to like your Mexicanness by telling me you're Asian?
Well, no, not me. I tell you, I got an old lady. I got two kids, you know. But I hear that you were down in Vegas because I was down at CES and you were down there, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because I work for Radio Shack and they sent me down there.
Oh, yeah?
I was looking for you, but I couldn't find it. I wanted to look you in the face and go, hey, look at this, man. I'm a fucking good-looking Mexican guy and you never say nothing good about Mexican
guys.
Well,
you know what? Why don't you send a picture into our Facebook page, facebook.com/oralstimulationradio, and I will judge that for myself.
Okay, and I'll tell you what, if you need me and you think I'm good looking, I want you to grab my cock.
I could do that. Yeah, yeah,
right,
we'll make
right,
that deal.
So we have a deal. All right, look out. And want to say what's up to your homie. What's his name? De Leon?
Alex.
Yeah. Alex De Leon, what's up, man?
What's up, Hector?
And I listen to your show. I'm just fucking around. You guys have a good show. I listen to you guys. I told my old lady to listen to you guys. And my old lady sometimes we listen to the show.
All right. Well,
appreciate it.
I'm looking forward to that picture. Thank you so much for calling, Hector.
All right. You guys take care.
Thank you.
Night.
Bye-bye. I want to see that picture. Prove me wrong.
Dude, I want you to grab his cock.
Is his old lady cool with that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, he wouldn't say it if it wasn't cool.
That's true.
He's got two kids. He obviously knows how to use it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
So be careful. Right. Might squirt out at you.
Oh, I'll angle it in a different direction.
Yeah,
okay,
towards
you know
your
what?
Face.
We have another caller. Hi, caller. What's your name?
Ben-Yan.
One more time?
Hey. Ben-Yan.
Okay, how's it going tonight?
Very good.
Oh, yeah. You're making my co-host
you're very
wet.
Sexy. You know, you're very sexy. You talk you talk like you like Asian men.
I do. No. Don't come down on me for not being into white guys.
I'm a bit long.
Are you?
Yeah. You like Vietnamese?
I do like Vietnamese guys. So describe yourself to me.
Wait, eh?
Describe yourself. What do you look like?
I'm very tall. But I like Bruce Lee. Very tall with Bruce Lee.
You look like Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I own clothing shop from the top made me, and I'm a bit strong.
Okay, so okay, now let's get to what everybody wants to know. How big is your cock?
Huh?
How big is your cock? What could you do with it?
Yeah. Being at eight.
Now is that before you get hard? I mean, what about if you're stroking it and you're thinking of me and you start to get hard? How big is it then?
Too big. Too big.
You're really making me want some pho right now.
Okay, yeah. I think I like you.
I think I like you too. Thank you so much for calling in. And you know what? Why don't you follow us on Twitter so that we can talk?
Okay.
Bye. Oh, we have some good calls tonight.
Yeah, do you think you made him come? Is that what he was? Was that like?
You think that's what he was talking about? Maybe.
I don't know Vietnamese, but it sounded like it.
Yeah.
Vietnamese porn.
Ooh, hot.
And I think you just said, I just came on your face.
Nice. You, of course, are listening to Oral Stimulation on SkidRowStudios.com in collaboration with Sirius XM 165. Our phone number, if you want to call in and speak to me in Vietnamese or Tagalog or Chinese or Japanese or Thai, but not Spanish, 1-800-893-9565. 6'2". You know I love the accents. Come on.
What's wrong with the Spanish accent?
Nothing, but I'm used to it.
Oh, you hear it a lot?
I want to hear those exotic accents.
If they're considered exotic.
I can talk sexy to you in Japanese.
Tell me, Mindy. Tell me something in Japanese.
Konnichiwa.
Oh,
Watashiwa Mindy Des.
It's all Ichiban if you ask me.
Watashiwa Drummer Des.
That's pretty good.
Ima nanji desu ka?
Mindy, I'm about to jump through this glass.
Ooh. Am I sounding like a dude enough for you? Hey, baby.
Hey, whatever you're doing, it's making her want it.
It's so making keep, me a little ugly in here. Yeah. Actually, if you guys want to check us out on the video, go to Skid Row Studios and watch us live. My boobs are kind of hanging out tonight, if that's any incentive.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, I'll totally show you.
Pop them out.
Yeah. I did earlier and you weren't even looking.
I'm sorry. I was a gentleman looking away.
Whatever. Austin was looking.
Flash me at the end of the show.
I think Austin's Twittering for us, and you can follow those tweets at oralstim or send us an email. That would be oralstim@gmail.com. There's no excuse not to get a hold of us. So back to it.
All right. Where are we going back to? Are we going back to Vegas?
No. We were at the airport when I dropped you off for New York.
Oh, yeah. And then do you want to hear about my New York trip? Yeah. Is that where you're going with it?
Yeah.
Okay. So anyways, we get on a plane and we take a red eye out to New York. We get off the plane like at 5 a.m. and it's cold as fuck out there.
Colder than Southern California?
Oh, yeah. It was like 30-some degrees, which is, it seems like I brought the cold out with
us. I would not have got off the plane. Fuck that.
It was cold.
I would have just come right back home.
Well, the first day we were there, it actually snowed. We were like in Times Square and it was snowing. Walked through there and messed around a little bit.
What do you mean by messed around?
Because
something comes to my mind.
Well, we were trying to get to this place called the Coffee Bar in Union Square.
Okay.
And we were clear across town in Manhattan. And we were trying to get there. And we're like, fuck it, let's walk. It's snowing. It's cold. We made a couple detours. And we found out the secret to keeping warm in New York during the cold time.
Grilled cheese.
Is going to a bar to drink.
Okay. You just go bar to bar. Are they close by each other?
I mean, their blocks are small. I mean, we probably walked, a few blocks.
Ooh.
Well, not a few. I mean, shoot. We were on 48th Street. We needed to get to I don't know. I don't even know what street it was. I think 9th. 9th and Broadway is where our first stop was. So, I mean, that's like 40 blocks.
You walked
Yeah, we walked. And we were excited. And it was crazy. And we walked to this place. My cousin had a bright idea. He said, let's go to this place called Ace Hotel. And we ended up drinking there, getting some cheese.
Did you get some phone numbers with that cheese?
Actually, that first night was pretty crazy. It was the beginning of our whole trip because we practically all we did while we were out there was eat, drink, and sleep.
Set the tone, huh?
Yeah.
You guys were calling me at 4 o'clock in the morning.
We were trying to get crazy.
Your time.
Our time?
So it would have been 1.
Yeah, we were probably getting in. We were getting home around. Yeah. We had this thing. Are you ready for this?
Okay.
We had this thing amongst the guys before we went out there. We called it the 1,000-pound challenge.
You've mentioned this before.
And the 1,000-pound challenge is what it is to people that are listening. Is there was 4 of us guys that went right. And a 1,000-pound challenge is we had to fuck girls that would add up to 1,000 pounds, and the first guy to do it.
1,000 or more, or is this the Price is Right? Just under 1,000?
Well, 1,000. The first guy to 1,000. So you would gauge a girl. I mean, you could fuck 5.
Do you look for the biggest girl first just to get a jump on the competition, kind of intimidation?
And the same girl doesn't count. So you can't fuck the 200-pound girl 5 times and win. It doesn't work that way.
Okay.
So that
4 guys, 4,000 pounds of pussy.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think about it that way. Damn, that's pretty crazy. That's a lot of pussy.
Yeah, it is.
And actually, in New York, one of the ways to keep warm is... And actually, you know what? That's the thing that I notice about the women out there. Me, personally, I think they dress better than LA girls.
I think so.
I could, I don't know, maybe because they're from Europe or maybe that fashion sense. I mean, I think they have a little bit.
It's the Sex and the City thing.
Yeah, they have a little bit more fashion sense. I wish the LA girls dressed like the New York girls.
Wait, you don't think I dress good? I'm not good enough for New York?
Well, I don't know. You should go out there and check it out.
I'm scared.
Scared of New York?
Yeah.
Nah, you'll be fine. And that's actually another thing that everybody said, everybody out there is like mean. They're all kind of like dicks or assholes or jerks. Everyone was cool. Everyone was really cool to us. I mean, we never really had any issues. There's maybe a couple of cabbies that were kind of jerks, but I mean, they weren't fucking with us.
Did you tell them you had a show on Sirius XM 165?
Actually, I met a few DJs. There's this shout out, DJ Empanada.
DJ Empanada?
Yeah. This guy got us fucked up drunk one night. We went to this hip hop bar called Bob Bar. And this guy kept buying drinks and I was done. And I made my cousin drink my drinks. And that night turned into a crazy night.
Wait, do you think there's a guy called DJ Lumpia?
I'm sure
there is. Fuck that guy. If DJ Lumpia is out there, call us 1-800-893-9562. You've got something coming.
Oh, jeez.
But it has to be legit.
I don't know.
You have to have like a MySpace page.
I'm sure there's somebody out there with that. I don't know. We're like all over the place. So anyways, we go back to the 4,000 pound challenge.
Yeah.
Which was originally 1,000, but he made it sound so much better with 4,000. Like so the whole time we're out there, like we're at the bar, or it's like our first drink. We come up with this game for the trip. And the whole trip, all we're trying to do is obviously fuck.
But now, were you guys all staying in one room or how does that work?
Well, we stayed at like at a hotel. And the hotel had kind of like two rooms in it. There was like a living area and then like a bedroom. So like two guys stayed in the living area and two guys stayed in the bedroom.
Did you bang in front of any of your friends?
No, we were kind of pretty private. Some of the places we went, luckily there were local girls, so we would go back to their places.
And this is all done on the honor system?
Well.
Or do you guys keep like a score sheet?
We did like the buddy system. Because we wouldn't really leave. There's only time there's one of us by himself. I mean, other than that, we were always together. Because you kind of, safety numbers. I mean, you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, those bitches are dressing so nice. You don't know what they're hiding.
Oh, they weren't that great. Well, that's the thing though. That's the thing about girls in the East Coast. It's straight up like, hey, like say I met you at the bar. There's no game bullshit. It's perfect for you.
I've heard that before.
It's perfect for you because you like to just run up to like a guy like, dude, I want to fuck you. What's up?
Yeah, I'm such an East Coast whore.
You're a fucking lazy whore too on top of that.
Just because I don't like being on top? That's yeah, not lazy. That's I terrible. Work it from the bottom. You have to you have to work harder to look cute. You can't just let your stuff all flop around. See, if you're on top and you're using your hips and you're really getting into it, then the guy can look into your eyes or stare at your boobs or whatever, you know? But if you're on the bottom,
or he can pull his head into your chest.
Yeah. But if you're on the bottom, you have to work harder to overcome that starfish image.
Well, what if he bends you over and you're kind of like on the
floor? I'm totally cool with that. I love it.
You're right?
Yeah. Cause you know, my bed is like a big, to get off topic, leather wrapped sleigh bed. So it's got a footboard. Oh, one of my fantasies is totally to get bent over that and fucked from behind.
And that hasn't happened?
No.
I'm confused.
No. And it's not like I haven't asked.
What, the guys aren't into that or what?
I don't know.
I would totally bend you over your bed.
Okay, well, there's no one at my house tonight.
All right, I know what I'm doing. You're wearing a nice little dress too on easy
Thank
access.
You. Yeah, it's very easy. Okay, so get back to your 4,000 pound challenge.
Okay, so anyways... Sorry, I'm stuck on the whole lazy whore thing. I apologize if I offended you.
I'm not
you.
A lazy whore, guys.
Come on.
What?
A girl that lies down on her back and just takes in is a lazy whore. You admit you're a whore to begin with, so that's okay. Let's just play with the whole whore thing. The whore isn't even like the bad part about it. You're offended that you're lazy.
Yeah, whatever. Call me a whore. People have been calling me that since junior high. But
what? I'll cut those guys that call you that.
Yeah, cut them.
I will.
But don't call me lazy. I'll make you a sandwich after.
I love you, Melissa. You're the best.
Aw, I love you, co-host. It's getting too intimate.
Well, yeah, it's cool because I could call you lazy whore and you get offended. It's awesome.
By the lazy.
But not the whore.
I don't care. Whatever.
I love it.
Whores have pizzazz.
Yeah.
Lazy, though. That just reminds me of sweatpants. Ugh.
How do you get sweatpants out of lazy?
I don't know.
That's all right. So anyways, we do the 1,000-pound challenge. And I'm going to be completely honest with you.
Please do.
We all kind of failed.
How far did you fail? Who got the farthest?
One of my friends. I can't mention names because everyone knows who went. But there was one of us that got closer.
It was the one who asked me to grab his ass, wasn't it?
No. he wouldn't know what to do with it. No, actually, he did pretty good, though.
Really?
Yeah, he's got some sway. That boy can move. I mean, he's like a dancer guy.
Yeah.
And he's got this, well, he hates it when you call him swag. He's got this.
He's got some class.
He's got some class
to a beat.
Yeah.
He's got some class. Shoes. It's his shoes.
No, he's got some class. And I mean, he does like a couple of things.
I've seen the videos.
One of the things he does for life, he helps people. He's kind of like a life coach. And this girl out of nowhere comes up to him and says, and he goes, oh, what do you do? And he goes, I'm a life coach. And she was like, oh my God, I've been looking for one my whole life. And it's like, boom, they clicked. Next thing you know, he's at her place.
What?
See how easy it is out there?
Just like that?
Just like that.
No way.
We're like, he's like, oh, I'm going to be right back. I'm going to go take care of some stuff. We're like, what the heck? Just like that? I mean, who thought like, you know, you could be a life coach and be hooking up?
Well, that's the best way, right? Because you just tell him like, this is what's good for your life right now.
Well, I don't know what he said, but whatever he did, I mean, kudos to him because she looked good.
I want some of his coaching.
Yeah, you should reach out to him. Maybe hook him up with like a movie role or something.
Mm-hmm. I'm down with that.
So, yeah, one of my friends, I mean, the guy that was probably favored to get closest, I mean, honestly, I think he pushed like 890 pounds.
So nasty. That's such a weird way to...
Yeah, because we kind of gauged them. I mean, you kind of look at them to kind of get an idea to see what they actually weigh. And I think when guys now, I think I have a better idea.
Okay, wait, here, hang on. Okay, first time on SkidRowStudios.com, XM165. I'm going to ask you, and you're going to be totally honest.
Yes.
How much do you think I weigh?
You?
Yeah.
I think you weigh 120 even.
Oh, shut up. You're just being nice.
No, I'm being serious.
You're way off.
132?
No, a little bit higher.
What? No way. That's bullshit.
I know. It's all muscle. It's all grilled cheese, actually.
Grilled cheese.
It's grilled cheese and Nutella.
I don't think I'm ready for all that jelly.
Now you're calling me jelly-ishes?
Little Beyonce.
Oh, see,
Beyonce's coming back.
First I'm skinny, then I have jelly. What?
Beyonce, she's doing the halftime show.
For what?
For the Super Bowl. So she's going to bring the jelly back.
Okay.
Come on.
And the thigh meat?
Guys like the jelly.
Yeah.
They like to grab it.
You know what? Like, they like it, but they don't like to take it out in public.
Cool. What?
Yeah. They like it in the bedroom.
I know a lot of guys that wear their like ladies loud and proud.
Yeah.
Like me.
No guys I know.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, I like a little thickness to a girl, me personally. I mean, I agree with Mitty.
Don't you think if a bunch of guys are sitting around, they're not going to go for the biggest one in the group?
Well, not necessarily, but
it depends on the guy, kind of.
I have friends.
But are they going to admit it to their friends?
Also, your enjoyment of the Asian men, certain cultures, like Polynesian cultures, prefer like it, being overweight is like a sign of wealth and riches because you're able to enjoy the finer things in life.
That's true.
Subconsciously, all men are attracted to them burthen hips, you know?
Them burthen hips.
Yeah, that's really like...
Tweet that so I don't forget it. Find a picture of dem burthen hips for me, please.
No,
that's
you know
a Midwest
what I mean?
Term right there.
The big...
That's where the girls get it, from the Midwest, right? I got them.
Black, you know, like the ghetto booties, those are some burthen hips.
Yeah, I mean, even 2 Chainz, he has a song.
If I gotta like, even 2 Chainz. Chance to
well,
do
if 2 Chainz says it's legit.
Hey, all I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
I like that song, actually.
Yeah.
But is he going to take the big booty hoe out for
okay, you
fine
want me to
dining?
Go Sir Mix-a-Lot and go.
Baby like got back?
Yeah.
I didn't see him anywhere fancy like the Red Lobster. I'm just saying, I think guys are not, if there's a big group of girls,
Okay.
They're not going to look at the chunkiest one and be like, well, that's the one.
No, no, no. Here, that's where you're wrong. Well, in my group of friends, I have a couple of friends that they're down for that. They will like find like she has nice tits.
There's more chubby chasers than like.
Okay, guys, here's the thing. I was standing in line for a buffet and there was two big girls in front of me and the people I was with. Then they opened up that little floodgate thing and like eight big, big girls came in the line and they were all done up with their hair and their nails and.
Okay.
All the guys talk about, they're like, oh, damn, someone likes a buffet. This must be good food. Like, there was not anyone going, oh, I'm going to try to get her number later.
Yeah, but they were like, I like some food, too. Everyone's lined up for a buffet. It's like, I wonder who can eat the most chicken wings.
Oh, I hate buffets.
At that point, it's like we have something in common. I know plenty of women that like to feed their man. And, you know, like, you've always heard that saying, like, the secret to man's heart's through his stomach. Right?
Right.
Or through his tummy.
But it's not through your giant thighs.
Well, if you like someone, right? I don't think like if you're attracted to someone, I mean, I think you have to be like attracted to someone like maybe physically first and then sexually, you know, and so on and so forth.
Sure.
At one point. But I mean, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're not going to do it because they're bigger.
I don't know. Maybe it's just being a white girl and in the white culture, but it's like no one goes for the big girl first. Now, in the Polynesian thing, I can.
And Mindy's a chubby chaser, though.
I know. That's true.
Look, she's all like, oh,
you like a fat white guy?
What?
You like a fat white guy?
Well, my boyfriend.
A plump albino.
Hispanic. He's Mexican.
Big guys have it easier.
What do you mean? I'm a big guy.
No, I don't know.
Okay, maybe it's just me. Maybe I just don't like
the... I think more girls are vain than dudes in reality. Dudes don't really care. Like, if their girlfriend's chubby, they're not thinking like, oh, I better not take this hot lady out on a date because her thighs got some inches. Women are the ones that are so concerned with...
I had a friend who was really into this girl and he had to consult his group of friends for he's like, oh, she's really cool. She's got a great personality. She dresses really nice.
Oh, the great personality.
But she's kind of big. Is that, I don't know. She's kind of, and I was like, dude, if you like her, then you like her.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, but I don't know if I want to like bring her around all our friends.
Yeah, but there's nothing wrong with thickness. I mean, I think with me and my friends, I mean, thickness is good. But I have some friends that you're right. They want the full on like beauty pageant like type of girl. Not necessarily like fashion show because fashion could be kind of like, you know. I have friends that they want that model type, but I mean, not necessarily.
That's why our culture goes towards the model types. That's why they are the model types, right?
I think it's the people that go specifically just for looks and the model types are more concerned about their appearance to the world, you know?
That could be.
Yeah.
They're looking
it's
for
like
an accessory.
A trophy wife. Yeah, they're more concerned about keeping up with the status quo.
Yeah, because they're
than
going
like finding
bald, huh?
Love.
They're going bald. That's your comeback.
Well, yeah, that's what I got right now. They're going bald. They're looking for the model types.
I can't believe you went there.
I don't know. You are listening to Oral Stimulation on SkidRowStudios.com, Sirius XM 165. When we get back from our break, we're going to talk about some news. We're going to talk about Vegas, and we're going to talk about where you can find us in the next couple weeks.
This is Vic Cohen, host of Vic Cohen's It's a Fair Question. That was creepy. Catch my show every Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Pacific time, where amazing guests face my relentless probing questions. Am I keeping you? Are you like in the middle? I'll be gentle. No, I won't. That's right. Someone is going to get probed, and I will be doing the probing. That's every Tuesday night, 10 p.m. Can I count on you? Are you going to be there? Yeah? Is this voice turning you on? Is this sexy to you? Do you like it? Is it too dirty? It's a fair question. It's a fair question. Was that creepy?
Man, it's spooky in here. It's like a fucking hot box.
I can barely see my own face.
Hey,
can barely see your face.
That's because we are in the hot box, actually. And we're going to be in the hot box every Tuesday from 9 p.m. Pacific time to 10 p.m. Pacific time.
At www.skidrowstudios.com.
Yeah.
Please come get high with us.
Vic Cohen, host of Vic Cohen's It's a Fair Question. That was creepy. Catch my show every Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Pacific time, where amazing guests face my relentless probing questions. Am I keeping you? Are you like in the middle? I'll be gentle. No, I won't. That's right. Someone is going to get probed, and I will be doing the probing. That's every Tuesday night, 10 p.m. Can I count on you? Are you going to be there? Yeah? Is this voice turning you on? Is this sexy to you? Do you like it? Is it too dirty? It's a fair question. It's a fair question. Was that creepy?
You're listening to SkidRowStudios.com. This is Keith Coogan. Tune into The Call Sheet Saturday nights, 8 to 9 p.m., and I promise to sound like I'm always on Quaaludes.
Okay, guys, you are back on Oral Stimulation, SkidRowStudios.com, in collaboration with Sirius XM 165. Our number, of course, is 1-800-893-9562. You can follow us on Twitter at Oral Stim or join us on Facebook at facebook.com/Oral Stimulation Radio. And, of course, we love your calls, so call in. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you guys. Now, we were talking about Alex's trip to New York, and I think I'm ready to talk about Vegas.
Well, I want to hear about your Vegas trip because I'm going there this weekend. And I want to see if I could top your stories.
I don't think you can.
All right, well, let me hear about it.
I
have something to shoot for.
I don't want to get too deep into it, but I did smoke some weed.
Okay.
It was kind of crazy.
Yeah.
I know. I'm just getting ready. We're going to join you in a few weeks, huh?
You're coming on my hot box.
Yeah.
Dude, I want to come on your hot box.
You're going to be first time. You're going to be our virgin sacrifice.
There's going to be hot boxes all over you, Alex.
I can't wait to come then.
That'll be February 5th.
February 5th. I believe as long as that's a Tuesday.
Yay. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to that one.
Me too.
That'll be fun.
Being with a bunch of chicks.
Yeah, Alex in the hot box. That's going to be hot. Okay, so Vegas. I got high. I had some really good sex. It was high sex.
You know what I heard? I have friends tell me that, you know, when you're high, getting a blowjob is like that much better.
Well, I don't know about that, but I do know having sex while high is amazing. And I'd forgot that because I only did it once before in college, but I remember it was like amazing. You feel like you're floating.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I got high.
It's so good. It's like, I can't even, I'm feeling a little flustered.
Well, does it intensify it? Does it make it that much better?
It kind of.
I mean, floating, I mean, I don't want to be like, feel like I'm in space.
Gosh, I don't
sex.
Even really know how to describe it. It's like there's regular sex, which is intense and good, and you're really in the moment, and it's like sweaty, and everything is really sharp, you know, like in focus.
Crisp.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah. But when you have sex while you're high, it's like everything's kind of
is it slower?
Softened, or I don't know. It's so hard to describe. You're just gonna have to do it with me. But it's like everything is just. It's like, you know that feeling when you're kind of awake, but you're kind of asleep and you're kind of like dreamy.
Okay.
It's like that. Everything feels extra good because it just feels so different. I want to do it again. I want to do it every day.
I do it every day.
I do.
You have the best life ever, Mindy.
No, no. There's some good stuff.
But it's different, right?
It is, yeah. Like, music helps, like, make it even better. Like, music stoned and then music doing it and stoned.
Oh, man. What kind of music? I like Cottonmouth Kings.
Oh.
We switch it up. Sometimes it's like the Dr. Dre station on Pandora. Sometimes like Elvis or some oldies or.
Oh, could you imagine?
I'm into jazz.
Boys to Men and high sex?
Forget it.
Uh-oh, we got to make that
Oh,
happen.
God.
I think we just found out what we need to do.
Yes.
The first live internet broadcast of sex in the Skid Row studios will happen next Wednesday.
Oh, man. As soon as Jeremy fixes these lights in here.
Oh. What's wrong? I want to see
We
your...
need to get Christmas lights. Make it all like romantic.
Yeah.
We have a disco ball in here. Is there a light
There's
to shine
no
on
light
there?
On it.
There is. We'll figure it out. We'll all do right. that for one of your episodes.
Yes.
The disco ball episode.
Oh, I'm getting excited. Hi, we boys to men sex.
That'll be the 100 likes on the egg photo.
Yeah. Episode. What's going on, people?
We could be like, I popped a Molly, I'm Swin.
Facebook.com/oral stimulation radio. If you hear or if you see our picture, it's me and Alex with a little... dirty little toy.
Did you even bring it with you?
I didn't bring it because our fans are failing us right now a little bit. So maybe it's my fault. I haven't promoted it enough, but if you check out this picture, I would really do it.
You would pop it in.
I'm ready for it.
Let the vibration go.
Yep. Let's make it happen. And
have,
you get
you,
the
have you used it? my Christmas present to you?
I did once.
Yeah, how was
it? I had to try it, like without the pressure of the camera.
And?
It's a little buzzy.
Like just the noise or how about the sensation?
Like it's too,
strong, girthy.
Buzzy.
Can't you control? There's 10 speeds.
Yeah, but they're all buzzy. It's like, there's like a deeper, more pulsating type and there's more of a like zzz type, you know?
So there's like a zap and there's like something that like buzzes a little bit more.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But hey, I mean, I'm willing to give it a try.
Well, you did give it a try.
Well, I mean, for an hour.
Dude, an hour is pretty intense.
You think I can handle it?
You could barely giggle now. This is even better. We'll get like some Asian guy to call in.
Ooh.
Talking like some kind of Asian talk into your ear.
Oh.
And then you'll sit there and get buzzed.
I'm really liking this.
And we'll get high prior.
I'm really liking where this is going. Speaking of intense.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of news that's been going on lately.
Like what?
Well, like the man with the world's biggest penis did.
Wait, excuse me?
Yeah. Remember we talked about what guys can do with their giant junk. They can stick it in their own ass.
Yes.
Which is, I mean, impressive. But this guy, he's 9 inches soft. He is 13 and a half inches hard. And he's a white guy, and he's only 5'9", but he's got the world's biggest penis.
And is this according to Guinness? Did Guinness go and measure his penis?
Why is Guinness the final say
because
on this guy's penis?
They have, I mean, they're the world, Guinness Book of World Records. Surprisingly. No.
Yes,
I don't
but
think
it
they,
says they, it actually says on here, they do not have a dong record.
Oh, really?
So, I don't know. But some of the questions they asked him on this MTV's Guy Code blog were pretty interesting. The first thing they asked was, do other guys look when you go to the urinal? Would you look?
Oh, I don't generally look to begin with, but the guy is standing like fucking 15 feet away. Fucking pissing, I can't help but like, look. Oh shit, what are you packing over there, buddy?
He said he doesn't use the urinals. He uses the stalls.
Oh, really?
He doesn't want to put on a show, but then he's learned how to not dip it in the water.
Oh, man.
I know.
Imagine if you're taking a shit.
Ew, I'm not going to imagine that.
Well, no, I mean, like say you got like some bad food or something. You got like the runs, you got like diarrhea, and then your dick's like dangling.
All right. Why do you always go for the poop, Alex?
No, I'm just saying. Okay, so what about his balls? Do you think his balls were like regular size or were they smaller because his penis was bigger?
Apparently, they were gigantic as well.
So this guy has a big ass sack. Does he have a name?
I don't know. Does he?
Jonah Falcon.
Oh, yeah, there's his name.
Jonah Falcon.
Wait, okay. Who was that guy that Misha Barton was dating that had like balls hanging down to his knees?
I don't know. I give up. Who?
No, I don't remember his name, but he was some like British rock star or something. If you guys know this guy's name, please call in 800-893-9562. I saw the picture on, I think it was on Perez, and they were just massive. So maybe he's...
I didn't even know who Misha Barton is.
What?
Was it Ben McKenzie?
No. That's from the OC.
Who was the guy she was dating?
I think there's an S in his name. I don't know. Anyway, back to this guy with the giant junk.
Cisco Older?
Yes, yes. Cisco Adler. Yes. Yeah, well, you don't have to know who he is. He's just got giant balls. Look for the picture. You'll be
chomping on some balls.
Devastated. I don't even know where he packs them away.
Melissa, do you like man balls?
You know what's funny is usually every guy I've been with has had like pretty normal sized balls.
Normal, like a handful? I mean like...
Yeah, like they hang down a little bit and they're pretty... Yeah, like a small handful.
Do you give them loving when you're like visiting down there?
Of course. Okay. Guys love that shit. But
yeah, we love it. That shit.
One of the guys I was recently with has like really, really tiny balls.
But did he have a big dick to come? It's like...
Yeah.
So
aww. It's like it all got sucked into the giant shaft. Austin's dying.
But I'll tell you one thing. When we were in New York, I had major shrinkage. That shit was fucking cold. My balls were in me to fucking stay warm.
Oh, man, yeah. I hate winter.
It sucks
up, like, the skin and everything.
Well, no, not necessarily. But, yeah, it'll shrink in.
They hide up inside.
Dude, they got to stay warm. The baby's got to stay warm. They got to produce.
Gross.
What?
There's a bunch of cute little things swimming around in there.
I don't know. But this guy that I'm with, they're really compact.
It's funny. Speaking of like, we're talking about like sperm and stuff. I remember seeing a post like for Throwback Thursday of a picture of a sperm. It's like, you know, this is me when I was a kid. You know, it's like, what the fuck?
Clever.
Right?
That's good. Yeah. So.
Wait, so did you, all the guys you've been with have had like decent sized balls?
Yeah, they're all about the same size.
I mean, did anyone like bigger, saggier than others?
No, I didn't really notice, except for this one guy. They were definitely different, and I like it that way because there's more like.
Do you think as you get older they get saggier?
I don't think so. Because
have you noticed? I mean, you've
no, because the oldest
guys.
Guy I was ever with, they were the tightest.
They're really.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It works. I like it.
You like what?
Tight
balls?
How old was this old guy? I want to know how old you go. Are we talking grandpa?
No. He's less than a decade older than me.
Oh, okay.
What the heck?
Yeah. I don't know. All these younger guys like flocked.
Well, okay, so did the guy have like gray pubic hair?
No. He shaved it off. Maybe that's why.
just air hair for men or whatever the heck. Like,
no, I don't think so.
Have you ever been with a fire crotch?
A ginger?
A ginger?
Yes. You have?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
I've only but seen it from afar.
My ex-husband was.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to think.
I try not to think about it.
Is he a ginger? I'm trying to think.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I don't even remember. That's crazy.
It's kind of startling the first time you see it.
Why is it kind of like...
The carpet matches the drink?
Yeah. You're not expecting it. You know, because it's always kind of dark down there and you're like, okay.
Is it like a highlighter orange? I mean, when you're not expecting it.
It's like a, I don't know.
Like a rust.
Maybe
color?
Like clear, light, pinkish red.
Kind of. I don't want to think about it, guys.
Why not?
There's a reason that it's on file that I don't need to think about it anymore. He's filed with the court.
Oh, man.
Speaking of not being with people, this giant penis man is single.
Really?
He's looking for someone, but not desperately looking. So if anyone's looking for a massive cock.
Let me ask you a question.
Ask me anything.
Okay, this guy has, 13 and a half hard?
Yeah.
Would you fuck a guy like that if he's that big? Like, serious question.
Okay, let me think about it. Yes.
I mean, are you attracted?
Well, it depends how girthy it is. Because, like, length is fine. But I don't like a giant tree stump of a cock.
Like a tuna can, like, shaped?
Yeah, that's nasty.
Wait, so you would, like imagine, like, a ruler is 12 inches.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, an inch and a half bigger than a ruler, like, penetrating your pussy. I mean, are you okay with, I mean, that's, like, that doesn't...
Well,
I mean, you're okay with that? Doesn't like freak you out a little bit?
No, because I think a guy has to know what to do with it. Obviously, it's not going to go all the way in. Like, yes. Just get over that right off the bat, right?
Yeah.
So you have to be able to work the rest of it.
Yeah, and you being just the lazy whore that you
right,
are.
Right, right. Being such a lazy whore.
Yeah, how's that going to work out?
I'm not lazy.
But you're good at sucking dick.
I am.
So what, I mean, not that, I mean, I heard, not that I know, but I know that you're great at sucking dick. So anyways, at that point, how great would you have to be to overcompensate since you wouldn't maybe fuck him as much?
Here we are talking blowjobs again on oral stimulation on Skid Row Studios.
Well,
XM 165.
I'm with the best person to give that gives the best blowjobs.
That is true.
Of course we're going to talk about it.
I am the best blowjob.
And I'm the best pooper, so I'll talk about
what
poop.
Are your, what are some of your techniques?
Oh, okay.
Okay, no.
Oh, whoa.
With 13 and a half inch cock,
yeah.
How would you work that?
Okay, well, the first thing you do is you start at the bottom. You start at the base, right? And then you work your way all the way up. And then you have to circle your tongue.
Okay, wait, when you work your way all the way up, are you talking like your lips around the cock, like your tongue?
You hold, okay, so say you're down between his legs, right? You hold one side of it.
Okay.
And you pull it towards your mouth and you kind of turn your head to the side like you're eating a taco.
Okay.
And then you lick and suck all the way up.
Yeah, TNS, taco neck syndrome.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, there's a syndrome with this. So you get up to the top and then you really focus on the tip. You have to flick your tongue over the very tip of it and then run your tongue around the rim.
Okay.
And then you go back down and then you go up one side and you go down the other side.
What if the guy is not circumcised? How do you play with the tip? Do you like move
doesn't
that
matter,
foreskin?
Because it goes back, right?
Well, I'm asking you, like, what do you do?
I don't know. I've never been with an uncircumcised guy.
Oh.
It's cool.
It's all
right. It's the same, yeah. Right?
It's a little different.
You think the sensation is still the same for the guys?
I hear it's better if you're uncircumcised.
I'm
it's
cut.
More,
so.
Yeah, it's more sensitive. I think if you're an uncircumcised Vietnamese guy, call us 800-893-9562.
Or if you're a girl, that has sucked.
Yeah, or if you're a girl that has.
Given fellatio.
An uncut cock.
Yeah.
Wait. Oh, you know what? All my gay friends were talking about this on Facebook the other day.
I guess I could give you some
insight.
Feedback.
Yeah, Mindy, always pulling through
it
in the clutch.
Seems like there's the extra skin, and so like you can like almost like suck that up over the tip.
Ooh.
But I mean, does the guy like kind of like twitch a little bit more because it's like an added sensation?
Yeah, where is it the most sensitive? What gets the biggest reaction?
Because I know for
me, I always think it's behind, like on the tip, but on the back of just,
the bottom of the tip.
Yeah.
Where it goes into that little like V.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
That sounds sensational.
We'll show you.
Discussing top secret stuff.
Yeah.
I know. Well, no, we got a professional. Two professionals.
Not only am I a lazy whore, I'm also a professional.
So, okay, so you would start at the base.
Back rub involved.
With this whole 13 and a half inch cock. Uh-huh. I mean, at that point, like, would you, okay, you have to be honest. Would you try to see how far down your throat you would take
obviously,
this guy?
Obviously, that would be like the third thing I would do.
The third thing? What's the first two?
The hands and the tip.
Oh, to get that. And you would literally, would you just try to take
you
it?
You have to try. Because some guys like that whole, you know, running mascara, tears in the eyes, gagging thing.
No, I don't care.
You have to, listen, if you're going to try to take it as deep as you can and you're not into swallowing, you have to do it early in the blowjob because otherwise you run the risk of running into, you know, all the cum and that's like you can't get it out of your throat fast enough. Yeah.
Isn't nothing wrong with a mouthful of cum, is there?
Yeah.
If you're choking because it's like at the back of your throat.
There's a lot wrong with a mouthful of cum.
Well, yeah, if you're a guy, maybe.
I don't swallow unless I love you.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes. Have you ever been in love?
I've swallowed twice.
You've been in love twice?
On the same guy. So I've been in love once, I guess.
I don't think I was lucky or not. Were you high?
No.
Were you drunk?
No.
Was it anniversary?
I was in the parking lot of a donut shop.
How filling.
Ew. Yeah, you know what? I just did it too. I just went for it. There was no forethought. There was no like thinking about it. I was like, yeah, I'm going to do it. And I did it. And then.
That brings up a good point. Remember, we always talk about in the past shows, we talk about like, you know, you do stuff when you like someone versus love them.
That's true, at that point,
like if you love someone, you're willing to take it to the next level or do extra things like that. So you did love them. I think that's actually pretty admirable to do stuff for love.
Wow. Yeah. I don't want to think about that anymore.
What, love?
I'm not thinking about love right now. I'm thinking about just having fun.
Really? Have you
thought? Not really, no. Of course, I want to be in love. I'm like a total relationship person.
Did you just like
I'm trying to convince one thing to another. I'm trying to convince myself that I don't need a relationship and that I don't need to be in love. But I'm having a hard time convincing myself.
Because you want to be?
I do. I love that.
Like when was the last time you could say you've been in love?
With my ex-boyfriend.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you learn a lot from that, though?
Yeah.
About stuff you like, what you don't like.
Why are we talking to him again?
I just asked last time you were in love.
It would have been then. But, I mean, yeah, you learn a lot and then you move on and you apply it to the next relationship and you hope that the next one has love and benefits. All the good stuff, right? Health. I'm not talking about health insurance. I'm talking about more positives.
Like what? What's a benefit out of love?
I don't know. Someone with a stable job, maybe.
Oh, I got
you. Money. Cha-ching.
Money. If you can have love and... You know they say, looks, love, or money, pick two.
Oh.
Yeah. Which two do you have, Mindy?
I think love and looks.
Yeah.
How about you, Melissa? What would you choose out of the three?
Right now?
Well, yeah. Well,
I would choose...
Say we're like on a dating show.
Yeah.
Bachelor number one has, you know, like the looks.
Sure.
And the love. Bachelor number two has like the love and the money. And then the last one has the, the last combo. Which one do you pick?
The money and the looks. I would definitely choose love. And if I had to go between looks or money, I'm really sick of being poor. So I would go money, but I would go love first.
Yeah, I mean, I think love conquers all. I agree with that.
Yeah, if you're in love with someone, even if they've got a unique look, you can love that.
Get plastic surgery, I guess.
No, you don't even need plastic surgery. You can just, I'm all about letting people be who they are.
Yeah, I agree. So.
Yeah.
Work with your strengths. I agree with that. I think that's where like a lot of people in relationships go wrong. It's like you say, you and I meet, we date, instead of focusing on like what's wrong with the person and then focus on their strengths. You know what I mean? It's like anybody could tell somebody what's wrong with them or the negative stuff about them. That's easy. You know, you could turn on the news and see the negative stuff. But to actually like tell you like, wow, you look nice today or something like, you know, it's kind words. I mean, to focus on the positive.
Yeah. I think so. I want to give a quick shout out to one of our listeners.
Okay.
Derek is listening. He's following us on facebook.com/oralstimulationradio.
Shout out to Derek.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. We know you're out there. And Greg, I know you're saving a grilled cheese sandwich for me.
What? You got a grilled cheese waiting for you?
That would be awesome, right?
Good job, Greg.
He's my grilled cheese buddy. I know he's listening too.
Did I hope he gets his dick grabbed? Is that messed up? Why is that funny?
Because we're talking about grilled cheese and then you just launch into it like that.
Well, who knows? He seems like a nice guy.
You can talk about anything extreme here on XM165 in collaboration with SkidRowStudios.com.
Okay, any big plans coming up for you? I'm going to Vegas this weekend.
Man, I want to go to Vegas. Oh, I am going to Vegas.
When?
I'm going to be in Vegas January 29th through 31st. So if you're looking for a hot threesome or a twosome or fivesome, come find me. I'll be around. Vegas is crazy time. Alex, thank you so much for everything. We will be back next week with more.